be no corrosion and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Like a well bucket, you might say, is generally galvanized steel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call the kind of bucket that a person might keep in the kitchen to throw scraps and things in for the pig?
Slop bucket.
Slop bucket. Mm-hmm. And you might have something bigger than that that you just throw waste material in general in. You'd call that a what?
Garbage bucket.
This garbage bucket or garbage can.
Garbage can. Mm-hmm. Either one.
Mm-hmm. What would a woman use to cook, let's say, ham and eggs in the morning?
Well, generally that's referred to as skillet. Mm-hmm. Fry pan. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen one of those with legs?
No. Mm-hmm. I've seen a pot with legs that's used for cooking.
Mm-hmm. Is that the big one that you see outside people's houses using them?
Well, they used to have smaller ones that was used in cooking in a fireplace. Of course, this was before my time too, really. Mm-hmm.
You would call the smaller one a what?
Cook pot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
That's a wash pot you're talking about outside.
Yeah, the big black thing.
Wash pot. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what about maybe something might be smaller than that might have a spout where the water goes out? What would you call that?
Kettle.
Call that a kettle. That would be smaller than a pot, a wash pot, something like that. Okay, what would you call the container that you would put cut flowers in? You might put it up on your mantel or on a table, something like that.
Vase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call a vase anything else?
Well, sometimes I referred to them as flower pot.
Flower pot? Mm-hmm. Flower pot and a vase are the same thing?
Not really. A flower pot generally is something that you grow a flower in. Mm-hmm. But it's just sometimes it is referred to as a flower pot or a flower vase.
And a vase you would just use to maybe
cut flowers.
Yeah, cut flowers. Okay. What about some of the eating utensils that you'd have at your plate? You'd eat with a what? A
fork? Mm-hmm. Knife? Mm-hmm. Spoon?
Mm-hmm. And let's say if you were having steak, you might have to put a set of steak
knives.
Okay. After you eat, what does your wife do with the dishes?
She washes them.
Uh-huh. And after she washes the dishes, she has to, in clear water, she does what to them?
Rinse.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call that cloth or rag that you use when you wash the dishes?
Dish rag.
Dish rag or wash rag, something
wash
like that.
Rag.
And what about that little piece of cloth that you use when you dry the dishes? That's called what?
Dry cloth.
Mm-hmm. What about the little small piece of cloth that you use when you're taking a bath to bathe your face, maybe?
Bath cloth, or sometimes referred to as wash rag. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what about the bigger one that you use to dry off your body with when you're through with your bath?
Towel.
The towel, okay. What do you call the thing there at the kitchen sink that the water runs out of? It's the what? You turn on
spigot or faucet.
Mm-hmm. What if this thing were out in the yard? What would you call it?
Faucet.
Call it a faucet. And what about one that you find on a portable water container that the water comes out of? What do you call that?
Generally a spigot.
Okay. What about, you might say when you got up in the morning, if it's been a real cold night, you might try to turn on the water but nothing comes out. You might say, oh my goodness, the pipes have
frozen.
Mm-hmm. And it caused them to do what?
Burst.
Okay.
Break. Sometimes mm-hmm. people say break. Mm-hmm.
What about if you went down to the store and bought a lot of flour? It probably came in one of these great big things, you know, made out of